Mountain can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, so...
And then?
And then we got the phones. We also have someone called in complaining about our pizza oven idea.
So why?
Maybe they'll call. Wood-burning ovens at a restaurant 500 feet from her house. It's horrible. Without proper venting, the smell permeates everything, and she ends up having to replace the trim on her garage because it rots from the smoke.
All right.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I've never known that to truly be an issue.
No.
Because
have you seen that? We posted, I don't know, a month or two ago, the siding that you actually burn your siding and char it. And then that's you don't have to paint it or do anything after that.
That will help it keep it preserved.
Yeah.
By charring it.
Yeah. And it'll make the siding last longer by doing a char on it. So. I don't know. A smoked garage soffit, you know, it might taste better, but I don't know if it's really going to rot it out. I don't know. There might be more going on to that than just smoke.
There's more going on to it than that. And yeah. I don't know, unless they're, depending on what they're cooking in the pizza oven, I can't imagine that the smell that's permeating a neighborhood would be bad.
Other than
when I have my smoker going, uh-huh. You know, everywhere downwind, yeah. All you smell is pork on a smoker.
Yeah.
And all it does is make you, you know, drool.
Doesn't smell
bad.
Yeah, when you pull in the neighborhood and you start smelling all the grills going, you know, on the weekends, it's like, yeah. Oh, that smells good. So,
yeah. There might be something else there. So, I mean, people don't typically, you know.
What?
That's not something you just make up.
Yeah, maybe she'll call back and can explain it a little bit better. In the meantime, let's go back to the phones and let's go to Ron in Lombard. Hey, Ron, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question. My son has got a garage in the western suburbs, and it has a mason board or masonite siding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which they don't make anymore.
Correct.
The bottom two layers on one, or actually two sides, need to be replaced because they were mm-hmm. close to the ground, and due to rain splashing up and whatnot, moisture got to the boards, and we're trying to get them replaced.
And they're basically cardboard, so...
Yeah.
Oh, pretty much, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we have got a handyman that has done some work here. He's been trying to look for some kind of replacement product. He's coming up with nothing. So I thought I'd give you guys a call to see what you would suggest.
Well, you're never going to match it exactly, but I would suggest you just go to a cement siding, James Hardy or, you know, Georgia Pacific. They do make a, you know, I don't know if it's got a texture or it's smooth, but quite honestly, you're not going to find anything to match it perfectly, but at least with the cement siding, the bottom two courses won't rot out again.
Right.
But James Hardy, and what was the second company?
Georgia Pacific makes one. Most every manufacturer now makes a cementitious siding.
How do you spell that?
Cement is C-E-M-E-N-T.
Oh, cement. I'm sorry.
Titious is something else.
Okay, T-I-T-O-U-S. Cement
siding. If you just Google, you know, Hardy or GP, but cement siding, they'll pop up. But they'll typically make them where one side is smooth, the other side is wood grain. Or you can maybe special order. The western suburbs, I'm sure you could find a good lumber yard out there.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sure why he hasn't been able to find this, but he said they made a replacement for Masonite at one time, and they don't make that anymore.
Correct.
So.
These are the 12-inch wide.
No, the problem is the guy, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
This is the 12-inch wide boards?
Correct.
Yeah. So, and what Rich is talking about, they do make an 8-inch. You have to hunt around a little bit to find a 12. And generally what we would do is, because that siding is usually half-inch thick, is
right.
You can buy a sheet of AZAC, which comes in 4x8 sheet, half-inch thick. It's smooth on both sides. But you can, if you go to the lumber yard, maybe they can even just rip it down into 12-inch strips for you. So that way, it's a PVC product. You can nail that up, and now that's done, that same thing. You don't even have to paint it or anything. It can take that ground
content. Well, do it if the garage isn't white.
Yeah. And then, you can paint it if you want, but you don't have to. But then that way, you rip it down into 12-inch strips, and then you can, they're only 8 feet long, so you got to piece them in. You know, if you're buying if you're buying Hardy siding, that'll come 16 foot long, so you end up with less seams. But that's another way to get around it, and you know, you kind of just make it out of out of the normal AZAC sheets.
Mm-hmm. So is AZAC that AZAK?
AZEK.
EK. But I think he did suggest that he said something about PVC, but he said the same thing. They come in 4x8 sheets, but. Right. The garage isn't white. They just painted it, so they have to paint the last two rows, and they're waiting to get this siding replaced.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And the other thing is AZEK is pretty expensive, but, again, you're looking for a product that you're never going to have to replace again.
Right.
So it's not a bad option because it's always going to get splashed.
Right. And the Masonite siding works good as long as it's about 2.5 to 3 feet off the ground. Up, it will be okay.
And you don't cut the ends.
Yeah. And so from that point up, it's okay. It's below that 3 foot line that it always gets, it starts to absorb moisture and explode. It starts to expand like a sponge. And the more you leave it go, the actual worse it starts to get. So the AZAC's a good option. If you can find some hardy board, that's another option. And, you just kind of got to, because with hardy board, if you use the fascia boards, they end up being a little bit thicker. And that's, if you're looking for the thickness issue, then you want to go, something like AZAC where you can get a 4x8 sheet and just half inch thick.
Okay. If they go with they find the cement siding, is that going to have similar issue to the Masonite? Or once they paint
no.
the cement siding, it should be good?
No. You throw that stuff in the lake, you can pull it out in 10 years, it'll be fine.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks so much for your help. Great show as usual.
All right. No problem.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. So the problem with the Masonite is, what is it now, 25, 30 years old? And they're just the stuff starting to go. And you'll see where people just go over it with another sheet. They kind of like stacked it on top, which just makes it worse because you just trap all that moisture in them.
Well, and the worst thing we ran into is when you'd cut for the rake of a roof. Mm-hmm. Where you've got the slope of the roof intersecting with the sidewall, we'd have to go in, those ends would just constantly suck up moisture from snow laying against it and so on. And that's where the siding failed most. And the manufacturer had a 25 or 30 year warranty,
mm-hmm.
but they just went and bankrupted the division so that they didn't have to honor any warranties.
Yep.
And so, but it wasn't a bad product. Anything on a straight wall was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
Man, once you cut it, you got to seal that end up.
Yeah, you do. So that is, AZAC's a good product. We're using a lot of that for rotten wood repair, for the siding replacements. And AZAC comes in 4x8 sheets, 1/2 inch, 3/4. And so you can make up your own stuff. It's bendable. So if you need to make an arch for, casing, you smoke it or you can heat it up either way. But then you can bend it around. And bend it around and make arches with it and all kinds of different stuff. So
we use a lot of AZEK for fascia.
Oh yeah.
And like column wraps, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it is expensive. You know what I mean? It's not something that do a column or to do all your fascia. It's a pretty sizable number.
Right, but you're never going to do it again. And if you're using current lumber today,
I don't care. I'm just flipping the house. I'm going to throw some pine up there. I'm just flipping it.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're going to live in the house, you're going to be there a while, you're going to end up replacing those boards all the time. So by putting AZAC up, and you're doing it once, you're done. You never have to worry about it again.
Speaking of houses,
yeah.
While you're defending your foundation against water damage, don't forget about the... We'll
this
come back.
This is Mighty House.
Excuse me, where's the hardware department?
Where is the hardware department? What exactly is it you're looking for?
The hardware department.
Yeah, but are you looking for like a tool or something?
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
Okay, I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My
clientele
will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Where you go when your disposal is rusted?
Rusted.
My problem making you disgusted.
Yeah.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted. Pressure's too weak. You got an attic full of dry rot because your roof's run a leak. Your fridge is starting to reek. Your hardwood floor's really squeak. But don't you worry, I'll just show you my amazing technique. Now let me glue that, and screw that. Any random chore you got, well, I can do that. Or maybe I'll just rewire your house for fun. I got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net. Tune in on... Check us out at Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. This isn't the one that has all the words to it, is it?
Still rocking my screwdriver. Got the whole world thinking I'm a guyver. Your heating bills are shocking. I can solve that with some duct tape and some caulking. Your house is a disaster, huh? Need a guy who's a master with a plaster, huh? Let me be your stripper. Taking off lacquer, no one does it quicker. I'm so handy.
Okay, that dude's not right.
No.
No, he's not. Excellent. Okay, so you had
Holy cow.
What's that?
I just going through old emails, and I got, not old emails, but FLIR.
The FLIR cameras?
Imaging cameras.
Yeah.
Did you see how cheap they're getting?
Yes. I paid $4,500 for mine.
And I paid $3,000 for...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I paid $3,000 for mine, and they got this thing here... $599. It probably does more than ours.
Yes. Oh yeah. Clearly it does.
What is this thing?
It's a thermal imaging.
Infrared light. Cameras.
So we can, the thermal imaging, so you can see if there's moisture in the wall or if there's insulation missing in the wall. You can see where the studs.
$4,000.
$4,500. It was all the rage.
Well, you can get the E40 for $3,000. It's you still the E5, the E50 is still $4,000.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel a little
better.
But
for the basic units, like for most people that are just going to go and look for hot versus cold, or an electrician just looking for hot, circuits or breakers,
right?
$900.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're still up there.
See, ours has this fancy laser pointer that when you pull a laser pointer, and then it also has, you can take a picture.
Yeah, mine. Yeah.
But
mine
can't.
Does, pictures and video, and then...
Oh, see, I can't do video.
But they're very cool.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Don't get the use out of mine I used to, that's for sure.
Right. Well, down there, is thermal imaging even that big of a deal down there? Can you even do it?
Oh, yeah, you can do it, because it works the opposite, remember? Your block's going to be hot, your glass will be blue, because it's cold, right? So it just works opposite.
Yeah, you got to switch your brain around, don't you?
Well, I mean, that's if you're on the outside. On the inside of the house, same thing. I'm looking for heat and cool, you know, air transfer and so on.
Right.
Where I think it comes in the handiest is we do all that spray foam, open cell foam on the bottom of the roof decks, mm-hmm. and I can go look for thermal differences and see where it's either too thin or missing completely.
Right. Yeah. And that's a quick scan that you find out. Mm-hmm. Okay, Robbie, so on your top 10.
While you're busy defending your foundation against water damage, don't forget about the...
I'm defending.
Roof. Just like the foundation, it is highly susceptible
fire.
To leaks, rotting, or worse. Lost shingles and spot leaks are easy enough to fix for a few $100s, but if the damage is too extensive or dangerous, you might have to replace the entire roof. That could run you between $3,000 and $12,000 or more, plus the cost of removing the old roofing material and fixing any damage to the interior of the home. Again, prevention and regular maintenance are key to avoiding costly roof repairs. Make a careful review of your roof at least twice a year, perhaps while you're up there cleaning the gutters. Look for
missing. That's what I always used to do.
Shingles, tears, and other damage, and pay close attention to the flashing around the chimney and exhaust vents. Flashing mm-hmm. is a metal or plastic sheeting that provides a watertight seal over the cracks between the chimney and the roof surface. If sections of flashing are missing or damaged, they need to be replaced immediately. If you have an unfinished attic, carefully inspect the wood panels directly under the roof for signs of moisture, mold, algae, or active leaks. If you have a finished attic, look for signs of water seepage like bubbled paint on the walls or stains on the ceiling. It's better to pay for a quick repair than to let a slow leak turn into a total nightmare.
Okay, so I've been driving past a house that was built probably 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The flashing, they have step flashing around the chimney, and the chimney faces the street, so you can see this. So they have these baby tins, the step flashing that go up underneath the shingles, and you can see that they're underneath the shingles, and then they come up along the chimney. But then
which is correct, except.
Then you're supposed to have a counter flashing
that
comes over that, and then that way it seals it. So. Or if you're going to put the step flashing up, you at least nail it, you know, so that way it doesn't slide out. This house now, there's some of those pieces that have slid out now. And it's never been counter flashed. So any water that runs
down
the chimney.
They didn't even put the crazy caulk up there?
No, nothing. They didn't caulk it. They didn't nail it to the brick. It's just all up there flopping around loose. It's been up there, like I said, for at least 10 years.
See, and what you do is, like we always do, you know, you do the tins, and I prefer to use copper in those locations because it lasts so much longer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it costs more money. But then you cap it with raggle flashing as uh-huh. your counter flashing, and the raggle flashing has a strange pattern to it.
Zigzaggy.
And what that does is it keeps, yeah, it's a zigzag, but it keeps the water from following paths. It drips off more. It's just a goofy thing that somebody figured out. Doing flashing on chimneys for 100 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm so handy. I have no idea what you guys are talking
about.
About.
We were addressing your number two about flashing.
My number two? Really?
Your number two.
Must we go there?
Phillips, number two.
We always do every show, one way or another.
So
yeah, I understand, you know,
so your flashing comes up, and then you got counter flashing, which goes over top of that to seal it.
Why isn't that called double flashing?
Okay, fine. Call it double flashing.
Okay.
It's counter flashing, counter to the flashing that's coming off the roof.
Okay.
And it gets let into the mortar joints. It's sealed up. It gets it's all nice. This house I've been driving by for at least 10 years, like I said, brand new. That water that hits that chimney runs straight down inside. That step flashing is doing absolutely nothing. Except for the water that hits the roof and runs down. It's diverting that water out. Any water that runs down the chimney is going right in the house. And it's been doing it for 10 years. You just said I have to repair it immediately?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or sooner.
10 years later.
10 years later. It's still like that. I'll take a picture tonight when I go by.
Please, so you can explain what flashing is.
what it should be and what there is.
So this article said flashing is only around a chimney.
No, you can have flashing up against the wall, like if you have a dormer sticking out of the roof, you know, a second level. There'd be step flashing that goes along the roof and up that wall before you put your siding on. So there's all different types of, you know, not just around chimneys, but dormers and things like that also. Should, you know, any pipes, any protrusions coming through the roof should be flashed. Conduit, your soil pipe, vent pipes, all that kind of stuff.
847-475-1590.
She's getting bored with us, Rich.
Okay,
she wants to talk to somebody else.
Sometimes I wonder if it would just be cheaper to install a giant retractable umbrella over the entire house rather than deal with the incessant threat of water damage.
Phew. Until the umbrella goes bad.
If your home,
that's the same thing as your roof going bad. That's the
difference. Is partially or fully covered in wood, aluminum, vinyl siding, water can sneak past damaged sections, leading to rot, insect invasions, and interior damage. Spot repairs to individual panels of siding usually won't cost more than a couple hundred dollars, but a full-on replacement of your entire square footage can run on average $10,000. To protect yourself, do a thorough walk around of your house every 6 months while you're cleaning your gutters and on your roof, looking for cracks or holes in the siding, plus missing or damaged caulking around windows and doors. Also ensure that all tree branches are a few feet away from the side of the home. Nothing can rip off a piece of siding like a storm-tossed branch. Wood siding is much more susceptible to rot and insect damage than aluminum or vinyl, so look closely for peeled paint and pockmarked sections. When you replace a section of siding, first lay down some waterproof polyethylene paper like Tyvek to prevent future leaks. Rich.
I wasn't listening.
So then, patching in, if you're Tyvek, just putting a little strip because you just pulled one piece of siding off, don't waste your time with that. Putting Tyvek up there is not going to make a difference.
When you replace a section of siding.
Okay. Yeah. If you're going to do an entire wall, then yes, then you could put up your Tyvek, Typar, your house.
Even, right. Because even in sections, you're going to trap moisture in the wall.
Yes. It's not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
So there. I will take issue with that.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, replacing siding, you can power wash everything, get it cleaned up, sand it, paint it. You can paint vinyl now. You can paint aluminum now. Just if you go to the paint store, tell them what you're painting, and they'll get you the right kind of paint. So, you know, people say, oh, I got aluminum siding. I don't like the color. I got to replace my siding. No, you don't. Just paint it. If you've got some damage where it's dented and it needs to be replaced, then you can buy replacement pieces for those dented sections, put them in there. Who cares what color they are? And then just repaint the whole house.
There you go.
Well, they only come white.
Yeah. Okay,
the only
here's
you can buy is white right now.
I've never tried to buy anything else other than white. So
titillating tidbit.
Yeah.
HVAC does not stand for heating, ventilation, air conditioning.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
And I will tell you what it stands for.
You're just being a tease all the
After
whole day.
This.
Yes.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
One, two, three, four.
Gas bill, so they're gonna shut off my heat. I can't pay my gas bill, so they're gonna shut off my heat. Without that bread I need, and you can't even warm your feet. I can't pay my light bill, so they're gonna shut off my juice.
Shut off my juice.
I can't pay my light bill, so they're gonna shut off my juice. Without that bread I need, all that talking just ain't no
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, Robbie.
Ronnie got a scratch on his arm.
Oh, yeah?
I'm posting a picture.
Everybody's been flipping out. I don't see it. And, of course, when I did it, I didn't even realize I had done it. So
what did he do? Oh. Call in and ask.
Call in and ask. Oh, okay.
He's got a scratch.
It's a scratch.
7475 1590.
If I go like this, then I can see it. If I go like that, then I can see
it. You know, you could lick your elbow.
What?
It's like something people say. You know, like 1 in 10 people can.
You should try talking into the mic.
Oh my gosh.
They're much better.
1 in 10 people can lick their elbow. So you say that, then everybody tries, and they look like fools. Can you lick your elbow? 1 in 10 people can.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I shouldn't say Ronnie has a scratch. I should say Hulk Hogan has a scratch.
What?
I'm going to change that. Hulk Hogan. Because right. You look like Hulk Hogan in this picture.
Okay.
Sometimes you look like a happy koala bear.
And today?
Hulk Hogan.
No.
And last week it was Yosemite Sam?
Hulk Hogan got a scratch on his arm.
Yosemite Sam with a Hawaiian shirt. That's what you said last week.
No, that's what a listener said. And speaking of listeners.
Yeah.
Hold on. Ken Brandenburg is listening from his office in Skokie this morning. Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, huh?
Just saying.
Just saying?
That's just a little scratch. You could have done that with a little piece of wire.
See? Exactly. It's no big deal.
HVAC.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, this is your top 10.
Home repair that will break your bank and how you could potentially, you know.
So, what does your thing say HVAC stands for?
Oh, it's not my thing. This is all off the top of my head. This is not. I'm not reading anything.
It's
Rich.
Oh, you sound like you are.
HVAC.
No.
Heating, ventilation, air conditioning.
Here's my Visa and cash.
Oh.
Here's my Visa and cash. I like that.
You know, all the heating guys right now are writing that down.
HVAC, here's my Visa and cash. If you don't properly, I'd like to sound like I'm reading, but I'm really not reading.
Uh-huh.
If you don't properly maintain your furnace and air conditioning units, they could require expensive repairs or die altogether. A gas furnace alone costs between $1,000 and $2,000 at Home Depot, but you'll pay between $4,000 and $8,000 for professional furnace installation.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to avoid a furnace or air conditioner failure. Conduct maintenance on your units
Go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it'd be conduct.
Oh.
Like, hey, little buddy, I got this duck over here, and he's a conduct. I'm going to take all your money. Okay. And
she needs
HVAC professional will come to your home and run through a checklist that includes lubricating.
Uh-huh.
All moving parts,
yeah.
Tightening,
yeah.
Electrical connections, cleaning out the condensate drain
mm-hmm.
in the air conditioner, checking refrigerant level, and cleaning any dirty coils or fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
Left alone, any of these issues will lower the efficiency of your system and cause premature wear on components.
How about the filter? Did you say
anything
about a filter?
Another thing you can do to improve the efficiency and longevity of your HVAC system, plus improve air quality in your home, is to replace the air filter at least once every 90 days. You might want to replace
with a MERV 17 filter
frequently if you have allergies or pets. The pros recommend the newer high efficiency pleated filters.
No.
The experts do not.
Wrong.
The filter companies prefer those, yes. But no, those will mess your system up.
No, the manufacturer of the furnace will say that they're good, and the people that are selling you the filter are going to say that they're good. But the manufacturer wants to sell you a new furnace. and the filter place doesn't care. They just want you to buy their product, so they're going to tell you they're good. The reality is you don't want to be putting in those high efficiency, those pleated filters. They reduce the airflow through your furnace, through your air conditioning system. They put extra strain on the motor trying to pull that air through there. You don't use a filter to clean your air. You get a different air cleaner system that goes off to the side, something that maybe stands in the room to help clean the air, but you don't want to put it on the furnace in the filter and have that air trying to draw through there, because all you're doing is creating static pressure that's going to cause more problems and heating and cooling problems, because now there's less air moving through the ductwork and it doesn't get to where it needs to be.
Okay, according to the source...
The source. Who's your source? You're going to name your source?
I'm naming sources.
Filtreat.
The new high-efficiency pleated filters have an electrostatic charge that works like a magnet to grab the tiniest particles, even those that carry bacteria.
Okay, that is not a high-efficiency air filter. That is an electronic air cleaner with usually a 4 or 5 inch pleated filter. It's just not the same animal as the first sentence.
Right.
So the first sentence is misleading.
And
just saying.
I appreciate that.
You can buy the 99-cent fiberglass filters, take some Pam, spray it on there, slide it in there. It'll catch all the dust and dirt, won't clog anything up. Pull that out every once in a month and replace it. Boom, done.
This is why a little knowledge, because the person
is extremely dangerous,
is writing this article, has covered home improvement for HGTV.com.
Well, then they need to get another job. Oops, did that come out loud? I'm sorry.
And so this person wrote it, the new high-efficiency pleated filters have an electrostatic charge that works like a magnet to grab the tiniest particles. So this person wrote it, and then it was picked up by the other article that I'm reading.
So perpetuating the wrong information. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Well, that's but a little knowledge, happens. Because I would say, you know, oh, yeah.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Right.
That's great.
Replace it and use a high-efficiency pleated filter.
Sure.
And then,
Goodman furnaces are just dancing right now. Yeah, use those things. Burn up your furnace. We can sell you a new one.
Yes.
Just saying.
That's how it works.
Just saying. Burn up that furnace. We'll put a new one in for you. Use the cheapest filter you can get. That's all you want to do. And if you want to clean the air, get an air cleaner separate from the filters.
Separate. Designed for the system. Have the system designed with it.
So what number are we on there?
As a homeowner.
Wait, no. What number are we on?
I don't know. I think 4 or 5.
Okay, so was that 4 or 5?
Yeah, one of those.
So it's 2 out of 4 so far that Rich and I have taken issue with.
As a homeowner, you never ever want to see your water or sewer line face to face.
No?
You never ever want to.
Why?
And some people like me will never, because no one knows where the Buffalo box is.
Who?
Huh? If you're staring directly at one of those large pipes, typically buried several feet below your front lawn, then something has gone terribly wrong. Your water and sewer lines connect your home to the public water and sewer systems, assuming you don't have your own septic tank. Your city or town's liability for the system ends at the street. Homeowners are responsible for
the right around the B box.
Yes.
Don't have one. Of pipe underneath their property. Still never found one. They just gave up.
They just, oh yeah?
They completely gave up looking.
So the next time, we just shut down the whole neighborhood again.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cost of physically repairing or replacing a broken water or sewage line isn't going to break the bank. Somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000.
No.
No. I have a lot more than that. Try 4 to 6.
Well, and we just did one that was 12 because we had to go across the street.
The cost of physically repairing or replacing a broken water or sewage line isn't going to break the bank. Somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. What's really going to cost you is cleaning up the mess. When a main water line breaks, it creates an underground flood that seeps up to your lawn, creating huge marsh-like puddles. To get to the source of the leak, crews will have to evacuate into your lawn and possibly under trees and driveways. After you pay for repairing the water line, you'll pay to replace a section of driveway and re-landscape the lawn another several thousand dollars. Literally down the drain. Ha, ha, ha.
Here's the thing. I was talking about replacement. That's more than that. $8,000 to $15,000. And if the water main is on your side of the street, it's going to be less expensive. If you got to go on the other side or in the street where you have to saw cut the street and dig down to get to it to replace it, that can get extremely expensive. So also, if you have a lead water main coming in, it needs to be replaced. A lot of times when you're going to redo the, if you're putting an addition on or adding a bathroom, then you'll have to replace that water service coming in.
Well, here's an interesting thing, because now I'm looking at the source for this, homeadvisor.com.
Okay.
And it says repair a water main costs, average reported costs, $828.
Mm-hmm.
Most homeowners spent between $329 and $1,338 to repair a water main.
If you've just got a leak, they just dig a hole and fix that one leak. They're not doing a complete replacement? Possibly. It's going to be on the upper end of what you're talking about, too. You're going to get a plumber to show up for $300.
So. Yeah.
What else you got for us? We're coming back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
It's a finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, that ended kind of wonky. So you've got, it's time for Clutter Clarity. I forgot coming into this. We should have said that going into the break, but I forgot. Are you prepared for a Clutter Clarity segment?
Yes, but I'm trying to find out what's going on at the Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Oh, yeah?
And my computer is not letting me go there. Go, 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 go. No.
Should I start this then?
Oh, that would be awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce?
Why is it just...
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House. Wow, I caught up.
Me from this prison. Lord, help me get away. Cause only you can save me now. This misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
All right. So today we're going to talk about something that Rich had touched on earlier, paper clutter.
What?
Yeah.
On the Fidgiator?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the Fidgiator. And I will tell
that's
why you
like stainless.
Why we're going to talk about it. Now, I read articles all the time. I spend my time reading every magazine out there, and every article is the same. And I'm like, when's the new stuff coming out? Everything says, you know, open your mail, buy the garbage can, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? This is such old information. Everybody knows this already, right?
You do.
So I feel like...
I always go get the mail. I get the mail once a week, and I go through it right at the recycle bin.
Yeah.
I throw it on the desk in the office at the house, and I sit down every Sunday morning, turn on Mike Novak, and go through the pile.
There you go.
See, that's how I do it.
But it just, you know, when I read all these articles, I'm like, some of these things are so obvious that I don't want to come here and talk about what I think is really obvious.
But it's obvious to you because you do it all the time. Just like Rich and I, you talk about construction stuff to us, and it's obvious to us that you need to do three steps to get to this one thing, but we just talk about that one step because mm-hmm. we know the other steps that required to get there. So
yeah,
you're looking at it as if, well, I already know this stuff every day, so it's okay.
But it's like every single article. It's like, have you never read an article in your life? Because every magazine says the same thing. So this
is
what...
it's just like the thing you're reading. Yeah, here, the top 10 things.
I was just going to say, exactly. You just said the same thing with the furnace filter, which
right.
is crap.
Yeah.
And yet there's somebody's perpetuating it.
Right. That's true.
So
someone just goes and steals this. They give them credit for it. And then, you know, they've created their own article using everybody else's information.
Which is
wrong. And then some of the ones are like, we're like when we're saying we take it for granted, like to say and put extensions on your downspouts to get the water away from your foundation seems like such a no-brainer. But ask Will or Jeff how many home inspections they go on and there's no extensions on the downspout and mm-hmm. the water's probably pouring right at the base of the foundation, or worse, they tied it into the drain tile.
Right. And it goes into the sump pump.
It's just crazy.
It is, because... Okay, so this is what happened this week, and this is like an extreme example, which makes me again think, wow. Okay, and thank goodness she isn't listening. The client that I went to.
How do you know?
Because
I called and told her to listen.
You're so funny. So though I get a call from a woman. She says, hey, I'm a referral. I really need help with some paperwork.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, I can do that. She said, you know, I have some boxes of paperwork that I just need to sort. I'm like, okay, I can do that. And I get there and she's like, yeah, I'm moving. I have to be out in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at her place.
Yeah.
It's very neat, very clean, very organized.
Tidy.
You know, yeah, I'm like, okay. So she says, so can you help me move too? I'm like, well, you know, you said some paperwork. You didn't say anything about moving. So she says, I have things in storage. I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm figuring extra furniture. I don't even know what. So she had rented a storage unit. So we go to the storage unit. This is what happened. She doesn't go through paperwork. She takes all of her receipts, every little napkin she's ever scribbled on, every piece of paper she's ever had, every resume revision that she's ever done. And she throws it all into like a brown paper sack,
mm-hmm.
right? And then she throws it all in her closet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what had happened is she had to show the house. So she went in the closet and took all the brown paper bags and she put them all in big black trash bags.
Mm-hmm.
Then she took all the big black trash bags and boxed them in moving boxes, taped them all up, called a mover, rented a storage unit, and moved them all.
It sounds like you should have just called the shredding truck.
Yeah. So inside the inside the storage unit were boxes, taped up boxes filled with bags, black bags filled with
papers.
Paper bags.
Scrap paper.
Filled with paper. I almost lost my mind. Almost lost my mind. Because I'm thinking, you know, I hate to be a person who, you know, I tell people all the time, clients, I'm like, you don't need me.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this yourself. You really can. And some people are literally like, no, you just need to hold my hand. You need to sit next to me. I won't do it if you don't. So I'm like, you don't need me. You just need to sit down. I can't. Okay, so we're going through the stuff. And that's what it is. It's receipts from, you know, 3, 5, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away. It's junk mail that never got opened. Throw it away. So I asked her, I said, do you need to save, you know, restaurant receipts from entertainment expenses for your work? She says, I've never in my, she's 50 something years old. She goes, I've never turned in an expense report because I've never been organized enough. I'm like, oh my gosh.
She's got them all in case she does want to.
Right.
Think about the hundreds of dollars that she is missing out. And then I have another client. A little aside here, who saves every single piece of paper because one day she might be audited.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so what happens that one day you also have bags and bags and bags and bags and bags. You don't have it by year. You don't have it by category. You don't have some of it has your gum in there that you spit out and you...
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I can't tell you how many receipts I've opened up and there's just a wad of gum in there.
Oh.
I'm like, throw it away, people. Throw it away. So, you know, when I look at this stuff, it's like, okay, first of all the money that you've wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Then she has such trouble throwing things away. And gosh, I hope she's not listening. But only one person would know who she is, and it's her. She has such trouble throwing things away. She has things from an old relationship, probably many old relationships. Like he accidentally got junk mail at her place or, you know, whatever. She wants to return.
He might show up again.
She wants to return all of his junk mail.
From years ago?
Yes!
Hey, people, there's no such thing as junk mail.
People, take a breath, take a step back.
Call the shredder.
Thank you.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.